Time now to take five for your community. Today, our guest is Craig Lunsford. Craig is the producer of the new movie Kings of Indiana in theaters this weekend in select release, and a lot of talk about this new movie. Craig, thanks for taking time to talk with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Now, Kings of Indiana, it's about the Bari Vikings 2015 state championship run, and I know, Craig, this was a work of passion, I guess, for you because you learned a lot about Indiana basketball and what it was all about when you followed this team in 2015.
Absolutely, and like I've told you, off mic here that I buy into Indiana basketball now. I get it in ways that I never did before, and it was pretty surprising to me, and I just absolutely loved, you know, stepping into, you know, just like what you've got down the street here, you know, stepping into these arenas that have such history, and you know, you don't get that in a lot of other places in the world, you know, so it was unique to come here and step into some of these arenas, and you feel the history that, you know, pours out of the walls, you know, and I buy into Indiana basketball now as I never did before.
It's really a great story too, because you take the small town aspect of it with the Bari Vikings, and you kind of follow the players individually a little bit, and we get a background about this 2015 state champion team.
That's right. For me and the production crew, you know, no story about Bar Reeve would be complete if you didn't, you know, talk a little bit about who they are and where they're from and their heritage, you know, being from, you know, one of the largest Amish Mennonite settlements there in Indiana. So we follow that. We have interviews with the kids and show them, you know, a few of them with their grandparents and you know, out working and you know, doing manual labor and things like that, and just really try to give a, you know, a firsthand view of what kind of makes Bar Reeve unique.
Basketball fans, enthusiasts, you know, we're talking about the Bari Vikings, but really, if you're just a fan of basketball, this is a movie for you. And if you live in Indiana, let's face it, you're a fan of basketball. We're Hoosiers, we're basketball fans, and this story is going to catch on. I have no doubt about it because it is quite a story. And speaking of the movie Hoosiers, I kind of liken it to that movie a little bit, as that movie followed the Milan's run back in the day. A very similar type. This is more of a documentary, though.
That's correct. Yeah. And I mean, this is a documentary, meaning that, you know, it's true to life. And we've tried to stay pretty much right down the center with it. And, you know, we're not trying to make anybody look bad. We're not attacking any other teams. You know, we didn't set out on this journey to create enemies. We're telling these stories, and naturally you're going to have, you know, competition and rivalries and things, but we try to stay kind of right down the middle with it. But yeah, I mean, it's just, we tried to show Indiana basketball in its glory through, you know, the limited scope of following one team. But yeah, for Hoosier fans, I think it will resonate the same way, and you'll get the same kind of passion and those tense moments and those fun moments. And yeah, especially for Hoosier fans, you know, watch the intro, and you're going to love the intro. It's going to put you in a special place, I think. And from there, the movie just takes off, and I think people will really get an emotional impact from watching the movie.
And get you pumped for sectionals. You know, you planned your release just right with the boys basketball sectional tournament starting next week.
Great. I'm glad you said that. It was, you know, that was kind of a thought that we had, and a strategic move to try to do that, knowing people have, you know, a little bit of time off there, maybe a few days where you're trying to rest up and heal up and you know, get ready for that sectional run. So we thought it'd be a perfect time to put it out and let people go get some inspiration, watch some amazing basketball and the highlighting that we've done of the sectionals, of the playoff run, of tourney time, and you know, just Hoosier hysteria, which I now, like I said, I get it as I never did before.
It's not just a words, you know. It's a true way of life here in Indiana. Your production company, you're from Nashville, Tennessee, and you know, we want to stress, I've said this before, this is not just a home video that's just going on the theater screen. I mean, this is a fully produced movie documentary about this team.
That's correct. Yes, sir. I'm based out of Nashville, where I work with, you know, some of the biggest music acts in the world and you know, do things for a lot of, you know, television and you know, it keeps us busy. But this was done, I feel, the right way for the budget that we had to work with. And we got the best equipment we could get for that budget. We worked within that budget, which you have to do for any film or video project. And you know, it was done with professionals who, you know, probably were paid a little bit less than they're accustomed to, and and normally would be paid, but they were willing to do it for the project. And, you know, of course, you know, we have personal connections and everything, but they were willing to do it for the project and believed in the project and saw it and understood what the project was, you know.
And where do we go from here now with the select release this weekend? What's the hopes of where it goes from here?
You know, I guess honestly, we're standing by and we're running the flag up the flagpole with our fingers crossed to see. And a lot of that is going to be determined by public reception. If the theaters that we are showing in this limited theatrical run, as you mentioned, if the theaters fill up, if there's great reception, if they sell a lot of popcorn and Cokes and people love it and they come out happy and saying, hey, we just saw a great movie, we want to see it again or we want to see more of it. If people hear about it and contact their local theater and say, we want this, you know, in our hometown, then the sky's the limit. We could spread out. We could branch right across the state and could just really have a grass fire movement here, and it may stick around for a while. But we'll have to see how that goes. And ultimately, you know, we may end up on Blu-rays and DVD sales or streaming or even on broadcast television.
That's the goal again, but let's get to the theater and support this. Kings of Indiana, limited release this weekend, and we're talking to Craig Lunsford, the producer. Before we let you go, Craig, we want to get all the info out there about how they can go to see that movie this weekend.
Right, and thanks again for having me, Dwayne. The way you get tickets, super simple, kingsofindiana.com. All the information is right there. Our tickets are sold through a online ticket broker called Eventbrite. You go right there, you pay one fee, you click, you tell them how many tickets you want. You're golden. You print those tickets off and bring them with you to the theater. It's super simple. Kingsofindiana.com. We've got all the show times, all the theaters listed right there.
And we want to stress, you do need those tickets in advance on the online site. At the door, it's not an option, right?
Well, we don't want to say that it will be an option. In the event that we have a few left over in Washington, we might be able to have a few last-minute tickets sold at the box office, but we really don't want to tell people that's going to be an option. It may sell out before that. So we'll have to see. Keep your eye out for postings on Facebook from both the Indiana Theater and from Kings of Indiana, and we'll let you know if that's available. But we really want, if we can, to have all pre-sales done through the website, through Eventbrite.
Well, let's get there, guys. Again, it debuts this weekend, Kings of Indiana, showing at the Indiana Theater, Main Street, downtown Washington, 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, and then 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Two chances for you to see it. Get to kingsofindiana.com, the Eventbrite link to purchase those tickets online. Craig Lunsford, thanks a lot. I know a lot of work has gone into this, and we're glad to do our part to make sure everybody knows about it. We appreciate your time on Take 5 this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, man. It's been an honor to meet you, and a big fan of what you do every morning.